Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday morning with the bishop, it's good to know that God will lift you up and bring you out of whatever going on with your life. I'm going to say to you this morning, all is well. Brother Carl, on your way back to Detroit, all is well. Dr. Christian, on your way back to Detroit, all is well. I want to say to you, you and you this morning, that God have a blessing with your name on it and have a way for you. A mother of knives and mother of sticks and mother of coins, all is well. I want to take time out, talk about what people are talking about right now. They talking about the eclipse. I'm praying for those that got flooded out in California. Rocks fell off the mountain. Some people got killed. Trees fell on them. Right out in L.A. But I want to say to you, in New York, they had an earthquake and they had a tremor. They had two of them. I want to say to you this morning, God is still God. And you got to repent. And I was talking to Mama Jo, and she said, Bishop, I want to say this. If my people that call by their name, humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, God said, I heal the land. So the land need to be healing. The earth is speaking about cleansing. Mother Earth. Let me say it again. Mother Earth. Mother Water. Mother Sea. Mother Air. Now, y'all don't like when I say mother, because when I say that, some of you, you know, you've been programmed that everything is masculine, but it's something got to do with mother. Mothers give birth. Mother holds life. So what I'm saying to you, that those that are listening, Mother Earth is cleansing herself. And, you know, people say, I'm going to see the eclipse. You ain't got to see it. It ain't a see thing. What they told you, it's a feeling. It's a spirit. And if you got the spirit, you know what's going on in your life. And that's what I want to say to you this morning. It's not a see. I'm getting my glasses. You don't need to get no glasses. All you got to do is just sit. And we'll be out on Mondays, out sitting, listening to what the spirit, what the birds say, what the crows say, what the eagles say, or what the doves say. Because the animals is in tune with what's going on in the universe. I'm praying for you and you. And you know what happened over in Israel where they killed those people that live in food. Egypt, Israel is getting to be a tyrant. They're getting to be killers. They're going to take 100 people and kill 30,000 for 100 people. And then go holler, we got our right. What right you got to kill little women, little babies' legs blowed off, people under concrete, because you getting bombed from America, bombing and killing innocent people. Enough is enough. Stop the wall. Stop all of it. Because God said high and he looked low. You might not agree with me, but Israel is wrong. And they've been wrong. And they're still wrong. And America, the Republican and Democrat is making up to them, trying to make an excuse. And they bombed them three, still trying to make an excuse. You can't make an excuse for the devil. Them demons running Israel. They devils. And they're running Israel. And they will run America in the ground. Wake up, Biden. Democrats, wake up. Republican, wake up. Enough is enough. Innocent people are dying. Women and children. How you gonna fight an airplane with a bomb and the kids got a stick and a rock? You bombing the hospitals. Ain't got nowhere to go. You got it blocked where they can't have water. People starving right now as I speak. And you saying that's all right. It's not all right. God said high, and God looked low. It's not all right to bomb and the killing of innocent people. If it's in Russia doing it, they wrong. Israel doing it, they wrong. It's time for a change. Stop the war. Save the babies. Stop the war. And I want to say this. In the spirit, Dr. Martin Luther King, who was assassinated on the 4th of April many years ago, we still knowing that Dr. King will grow. And Psalm 59, Psalm 78, Psalm 23, Psalm 57. God still sat high on the throne. Doors still open.
Jesus lives. Jesus lives. Of a
happening now. Floods, storms, tornadoes happening. I'm prophesying that we're going to see weather like you've never seen before. You're going to see that the earth going to give up the water, and you're going to see new land come forth. After this eclipse, a lot of stuff going to take place. A healing, those that need to be healed. A deliverance, those that need to be delivered. God and the angels of the universe are looking, the archangels and all the angels that walk with the Almighty across the heavenly body will show you some things. I'm excited about what's going to happen on tomorrow. And reason I'm excited, God going to reach out a lot of people and know that God is God. So I just want you to know that, that whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. I picked up a picture of AD, and AD spirit walked in with me. I said, here's AD. And people, some people know AD, some don't. I said, AD want to be part of this, what's happening with this, what's happening across the country, people running. But if you just sit still, Exodus 14:14, he said, stand still and let God do his thing. Let me say it again. For you that excited, you got to go here, there. Exodus 14:14, read it. And he said, Moses, just stand still. See the salvation of the God of the water, the God of the wind, the God of the universe. And right now, somebody's being healed down in their stomach. Somebody's being healed in their eyes. Somebody's hearing is coming forth. I'm getting revelation knowledge. Somebody on their left side is being healed down their back. I'm getting revelation knowledge of a breakthrough coming to you today. I'm getting revelation knowledge that God is healing some people as I speak right now. So I want you to know that God is a healer. And he's going to heal you quick, fast, and in there. I want you to take the time to call somebody and say, I want to claim your healing. Or I want to claim your joy. Some of you ain't got no faith and you ain't got no information. See, if you ain't got no information, faith don't do you no good. Let me say that again. You got to have information. When you got information and faith, you are right. But you got faith by itself, you're the creek. But if you got real information that God will heal you, you got real information God will deliver you, you got real information that God going to supply your every need. In all thy ways, acknowledge God, Lorraine, he will direct your path. Reach out for God to do something special for you. You have not because you ask not. What have you asked God for this month, this year? What are you asking God to do for somebody? Or you want God to do something special for you? It's a song that God specializes in what you need. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John had to find out that. Then you look at the Hebrew boy. They had to find out that when they got ready and they asked God for deliverance, God delivered them because they have to ask God. Three Hebrew boys, when I said, when they got ready, they asked God, and God healed their body. And I want to say that prodigal son went away, but he had to come back to God. And I want to tell you, when all the Hebrew boys left, they had to come back to God. Meshach, Abednego, and that bad Negro had to come back to God. And I want to tell you, I'm asking God to forgive you for your sins. I'm asking God to heal you for what you need. I'm asking God to touch body, mind, soul, and spirit. Some of you don't know how to repent. And the problem with Lucifer, he didn't know how to repent to God after he had messed up. All God wanted him to do was to say, I'm sorry, take me back. Too arrogant and was too caught up in self. And some of you are too arrogant, too caught up to say, God, forgive me. God, heal me. Let the angels, Michael, Raphael, Bobby, and all the angels come and uplift me and carry me to the next level. And I want to tell you, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. I want you to get ready for a healing in your body.
There is power. Deborah. No, no. Oh, Lord. Lord. Don't let the devil ride. Cause if you let him ride, he wanna drive the wind. Come on. No. Please don't let him drive you.
Bye. remembering Detroit, Reverend Charles H. Smith Jr., put your hands together.
Yes. Come on, y'all. We're going to take everything that the devil knows.